It's the Joe and Alex show, and the following segment, I'm going to say, has a parental advisory. Let's just say 18 plus.
It's adult content. It is scary if you're somebody that's easily scared or triggered by assault and things like that, then this may not be the story for you. You might want to come back to us in a few minutes.
And if you do get creeped out, especially if you're a woman, young or old, if you live on your own, you may not want to hear this either, because you might, I don't know, like if you're one that's prone to get scared by things.
Or you may want to hear it. It might save your life.
Okay, that being said, Alex, kind of share your story with us. What's happening here?
So I live in a really nice apartment complex on the north side of town. I love where I live. Recently, I had something go wrong in my apartment where I needed like a staff member to come and look at it.
Like a maintenance issue?
Yeah. And so this guy comes into my apartment and I live by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I just got immediately a weird vibe from him. Like just a creepy, like I just, it was a gut feeling. It was a woman's intuition that this guy freaks me out. And looking into his eyes, I just felt like he has dead, soulless eyes is the best way that I can explain it. And I feel like that's a lot of times the way that females would describe like someone that has assaulted them or like abducted them or whatever. Like when they describe their captors, they talk about how their eyes looked dead.
Okay.
And I just got the heebie-jeebies about this guy. And I've never noticed him before. I've never seen him around like my apartment until after this encounter. And now every single time I see him, if I'm like driving in or anything, if he's outside, I feel like he stares at me and I just get just goosebumps all over my body. It's just a feeling that I get. And so I have been debating on whether or not I should tell my like apartment office or whatever, just like, hey, I have this weird feeling about this guy that works for you guys. Nothing at all has happened. For all I know, he's a nice guy and I'm just crazy and I just listen to a lot of murder podcasts and so
you
I'm freaking myself
everything
out.
Everything is the worst, scariest thing.
Yeah,
that's
the
is
disclaimer
true.
Is I don't know, like, am I just freaked out because I am a super hypersensitive to everything involving like assault or murder or anything because like I'm into true crime, or am I right? And it's my intuition telling me something. And so it's like, I don't want to start something or have this guy get interrogated. And then he does get mad at me because I've gotten him in trouble at work. But nothing has happened. It's just a weird, creepy feeling I get. And so I don't know if I should tell the office. And it wasn't until I watched an old episode of the show I Survived about this incredible woman in Survivor story about this lady named Jennifer Morey that I was like, holy crap. I've started locking my bedroom door and my apartment door. I'm terrified every night when I go to bed. It's hard for me to sleep. And I'm like, I really feel like I should tell my apartment complex possibly after hearing her story.
Okay.
And I've been telling, while we were gone, I was telling all my friends the story because it freaked me out so much. I have never been so mesmerized by something I've seen on a television show in my entire life.
Well,
it was that captivating.
I didn't see it. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, so this is the story in, I believe it was 1995, a young woman who was 25 named Jennifer Morey was living in Houston, Texas. And mm-hmm. She had just graduated from law school. She was a super smart young woman, young professional. And she specifically sought out an apartment complex in Houston that was known for their security. So it was like the safest apartment complex. And if you know anything about security companies, the company that they had actually employed for the apartment complex that would walk the halls in the buildings was Pinkerton Security. And that is like a very well-known security company.
Like high-end, one of the
yes,
best? Okay.
One of the best.
And I didn't
so,
know that, but
as
all right.
A young female who's only, you know, at the time she was only a year younger than I am now, she sought them out because she's like, I live alone. This is going to be the safest place for me to live in Houston. So this woman goes out one night. She's drinking with her friends. She goes home around midnight. She's had a few drinks. Let's assume she washes her face because, you know, any decent
you gotta get
woman
that makeup
washes
off,
her face.
Right?
Right. So she washes her face. She goes to bed. She's snuggled up. She falls asleep. A couple hours later, around 4 a.m., she wakes up. She feels something.
What, like in her bed?
It is a man on top of her with a knife. And she immediately is like, am I dreaming? Like, she's like so confused because she was like deep in sleep and kind of like, one of, you know, the sleeps whenever you've had a couple drinks and so you're kind of like half asleep and you're like, what is going on? She's like,
yeah.
She figured out this is real life. There is a man on top of me trying to rape me. He has a knife. She immediately goes into fight mode. She's fighting him with everything that she has. She ends up grabbing the blade of his knife with her hand. Like, imagine how bad that would hurt. Like, the only way to fight him off is she's pushing him with the knife with her hand.
No, 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 no,
blood
no.
Blood is everywhere. They're slipping slipping around and sliding because blood is gushing. So the whole bed is like a swimming pool of blood.
Okay. I got it.
Yes.
I said I got it.
All right. So I told you this was scary. Listener discretion. So she ends up, because they're slipping around, somehow he ends up slicing her neck by accident. Like, he had been threatening her with it. I don't think he was really going to stab her or cut her, but he ends up slicing her across the neck. And then the fight just starts going out of there, out of this girl. And so she ends up starting kind of, losing some fight. And he grabs her by the hair, drags her off her bed for some reason, and, like, throws her into her bathroom. And he says, don't move. So this girl's in her bathroom. She puts, she immediately shuts and locks the door. She puts her feet against the wall and by her sink, and her back is up against the door so that he can't possibly open it.
She's trying to just keep him out, protect herself as much as she can.
She's immediately looking around her bathroom, trying to find, like, a towel or a washcloth or something so that she can wrap it tightly around her neck. Because if you know that you have an open wound, the number one thing you do is you apply pressure, tight pressure. So if you have to rip your clothing off and tie that around your wound, you do whatever you've got to do to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, you'll bleed out with the artery right there.
So she was losing a ton of blood. And she hears, she's like got her ear to the door, she's listening, and she hears the guy zip his pants up and what she thinks is him leaving her apartment. So she waits a beat. She immediately gets out. Now, this is 1995, so she is looking for her house phone. So she goes, she runs to her apartment door, locks the door. She grabs her house phone, and she picks it up. Line is dead. So then she's like, somehow, I don't know how, but in 1995, this girl had a cell phone. It is literally a miracle. So she goes, she finds her cell phone. It's live. It's not dead. So she calls 911. She gets this 911 operator on the phone, and he's talking to her, and he's telling her, you know, she's like, I'm losing a lot of blood. I'm really scared. I'm really thinking I could die. I could bleed out. And he's like, it's okay. You know, give me your address. So she gives him her address. He's like, I've got an ambulance about to be on their way. You know, keep on the phone with me. All of a sudden, there is a knock on her apartment door.
All right,
Knock. Hang on.
Listen, this is just kind of a long story. I didn't realize we were this long. Can you tell me the rest of it in just a second?
Yes.
Okay. We'll find out.
Are
what
you freaked out?
I am, because all this, and then like the phone and the blood, and then the door's knocking. No, hell no. But I'll let you tell the rest of it. Hang on, just give me 1 second, and we'll get to that next on the Joe and Alex Show.